Well, as we start to get into party mode here at Trent Bridge, I'm joined by two people from the Royal Air Force Aerobatic Team, commonly known as the Red Arrows, Steve and Doug. So your role today is to coordinate the fly pass.
Well, hopefully that's right. It might be a bit of a movable feast, depending on what time we hopefully wrap it up. But yeah, hopefully I'll speak to the guys back at Scampton and arrange for the time that they're going to fly through. At the moment, it looks like it's going to be about 8 minutes past one at lunchtime.
Okay, well, that's probably a clearer prediction than the bookies can give at the moment. So let's hope that that prediction's not too far out. So in terms of organising a fly past, what's involved?
Actually, fly pass are relatively simple. Anybody can actually bid for a Red Arrows fly pass as long as they go through the RAF Air Events team down at Northolt. And if we just happen to be en route in your area at the time that you want your event, we can give you a fly pass.
And where are the Red Arrows en route to today?
We got a display at Newcastle in Northern Ireland this afternoon, so the guys will be flying over to Aldergrove Airport.
And how many displays do you do in a year?
I think this year we're scheduled to do 82.
82, and during what period is that?
That's from about the end of May through till mid-September.
And from mid-September onwards, what do you do there?
Well, the guys will in the third year will leave the team. Mm-hmm. The new guys coming in for the first year will start the training, and from mid-September through till pretty much the end of March, they start the training for the next year.
And training, where do you train?
Mainly at RAF Scampton, back mm-hmm. in Lincolnshire. But towards the end of the training, we do like to go somewhere where we're guaranteed to get nice weather. We're not always guaranteed to get nice weather at Lincoln. So we, in the past, have gone to RAF Akrotiri in Cyprus, but certainly last year we went to Greece.
Wow. And the pilots that come through for the Red Arrows, what sort of level experience do they have?
There's quite set criteria for it. They must have flown at least 1,500 hours operationally in a jet aircraft, and they have to have served at least one operation or two.
Right. And Steve, your role is photographer today.
Yep.
So that must be quite a challenge.